Kate, this is Mark, the Big Pontius Manto. We are doing, I believe, our final summer mini-sode for the summer before we go to full blast. And as we consider where we're at in the gaming world, we have to consider something that isn't a little bit of a topic that a lot of people don't like, but I'm a big fan of it, is sales and like what that means to you and what that means for the gaming world. And the thing I've found the most interesting is that as I look to the totals for units being sold, the Vita might, by the end of this month, finally outsell the Sega Dreamcast. Consider the most laughable, from some people's perspective, and colossal failure. It led to the death of Sega as a game system development company, and they became just a software games company. So, the question is, if the Dreamcast at 8 million units sold was a failure, what, then, is the Vita at 8 million units sold?
And a similar price point. Realistically, right?
Oh, no, it's almost identical. Release. It's almost, actually, it is. If you buy the PS Vita Slim, it is $199, which is approximately dollar for dollar what the Dreamcast cost.
And when the Vita first came out, wasn't it $250 or almost $300?
When the
Vita first was released.
I think it was $250.
It was expensive. So if we're looking at Dreamcast Day dollars, what $199 would have been to what the Vita was on release, probably very similar beyond simply saying $199 and $199.
Well, is that worldwide numbers or just American numbers?
This is worldwide. Yeah. I mean, okay, I can give you the quick synopsis, right? So so as of the date of this podcast, these are all approximate numbers because I'm sure not every single one was documented. But Wii U at 6.4 million, Dreamcast 8.2, Vita 8.4, Sega Saturn 8.8. So the 8 million slot, the PlayStation 4 is going to be out of it by the end of this month. It's in it right now. The Xbox One is hoping to hit 8 million by the end of this year. 10 million is the number for success, right? Yeah. So that's how we look at it. For the record, no gaming system has sold less than 21 million and been considered a success. The only blurry one is the Game Gear, which has sold 10 million.
Yeah.
The GameCube sold 21 million as a failure.
Right.
Then, after that, the next total highest is 10 million with the Game Gear. Then, it's the Saturn. So, the failure begins, because the Xbox is 24 million. So, I would say the failure ceiling is right there at 21.74, which is where the GameCube is. So it's GameCube, Saturn, Vita, PlayStation 4, Dreamcast, Wii U, Xbox One. Now, fair to say that we expect the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One to soar past 10 million at some point. Yeah. But can the Vita survive at this rate? Can it reach 10 million?
Well,
anytime soon.
They're bundling it, or there's rumored to be bundled with the PlayStation 4, which will count, the SKU will probably count as both being sold.
Right.
So, it's going to be probably going to take off from there. It's not even going to come close to the juggernaut that is the Game Boy or the Game Boy Advance.
I think the hope is that with remote play, yes, it will. That will be what takes them into success.
Yeah.
The problem with the bundles are, right now, there's a Destiny bundle coming out. There now is rumored to be the Last of Us Remastered bundle coming out. So Sony might be bundling themselves out of customers by the time they finally... Not totally out of customers, I'm speaking somewhat in platitudes here. But by the time they finally announce what people are expecting and hoping for, which is the Vita bundle.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, what do you consider the Vita's competition? That's the question, right? Because to measure up the Vita against the PlayStation 4... It's kind of apples and oranges, right?
Yeah, right.
One could say.
Its direct competition would be either the cell phone market, which it's not even going to come close to, or the Game Boy market, which, again, not even going to come close to touch.
Yeah. Well, they haven't sold as many units of the Vita as Sega sold Game Gear.
Yeah.
And Game Gear sold 10 million. Like I said, 10.6 million.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually kind of surprised at that number.
And I'm surprised. First off, let's consider something that this is not like 10 years ago.
Right.
The Game Gear was quite a bit ago.
Right. Yeah.
This is the late 80s. Do you know what the U.S. population numbers were then comparatively?
Like 150 million?
To our almost 300 million people now? No, I'm serious. Yeah. This is a much larger world. Yeah, there are more eligible people to purchase this now than there were before. I mean, one could say, oh, the economy was better back then, Mark. And I can say, shut your mouth.
The industry.
Rush Limbaugh, okay? I don't necessarily know if the economy's actually worse or better than it was in 1988. I'm sure some dickhole can go look up the GDP and have those numbers. That has nothing to do with this. This is a Japanese company, and this is a video game system that failed. We are comparing failure to failure. Because I can come out and I can say that as much as a Vita is a tech marvel, mm-hmm. as much as it needs a button redesign, it has a bunch of potential to be something great. But it will never achieve that if they can't sell 10 million of these
games. That's what's unfortunate is from its conception, or inception, I think conception works though, it's been a device that has a lot of promise, but not much payoff.
Yeah. Well, yeah, even if it does, how can it pay off?
And I mean because, payoff in give me something to do with it.
Yeah, but how can it even have payoff when developers know that this is the worst-selling existing system. Mm-hmm. I mean, people talk about the Wii U. Like I said, there's a lot of people making fun of the Wii U. The Vita came out before the Wii U. The Wii U was only 2 million behind the Vita. Mm-hmm. And there's no Mario Kart for the Vita.
Right.
There's no Zelda coming out to save the Vita.
Yeah.
There's no Super Smash Brothers coming out for the Vita.
Right.
What are they going to do? And here's my thing. The GameCube, considered Nintendo's first major failure, although one can argue that the 64 could have been a failure. Mm-hmm. The GameCube sold 21 million copies eventually. And the biggest problem with the GameCube in a lot of ways was just it caught fire late in its life, but developers weren't supporting it. Third-party developers weren't supporting it. Which sounds very similar to the Wii U, which is what's scary about the Wii U. The Vita had a ton of top IPs coming out when it launched. It came out with the Mortal Kombat game, which was a great version of Mortal Kombat.
It came out with an Uncharted game.
Yeah, an Uncharted game. It's had a decent Call of Duty. A decent Call of Duty game came out within a year of that. Yeah. The best one, I think, Black Ops. I think they made a special version of it for the Vita, but, you know, I'm fine with that. What's wrong with the Vita and what's right with the Vita are not either here nor there. I mean, here's the question. If the Dreamcast is a failure at 8 million units, right, the Saturn's a failure at under 9 million units, at 8.9 almost. And the Game Gear's a failure at 10. At what point is the Vita officially the failure of the Sony, the first failure on Sony's long list of successes? And like at a certain point, like, when do we, that's the question I'm posing to you, gentlemen. When do we wave the flag? I think everybody's got like about a minute left.
What year was it released?
See, off the top of my head, it's a tough one.
Was it 2 years ago?
It was 2012.
Okay.
I believe.
I'm going to look it up basically right now, but I'll have that answer forthcoming.
I would say it's...
Okay, if you want to know the release date in Japan, it was December 17th, 2011. It came out in North America by February 2012. Now, we have a former podcast mate of ours who, you know, hey, maybe he listens to this thing, but so I won't say that person's name. But let's just say it rhymes with Rava. And Rava, at this point, hoping he's okay with me even doing that. I'm respecting him by not saying his name. And Dan, you didn't seem to appreciate that, but that's all right. The reality of it is that it has sold... it had 4 million units sold as of January 2013. So 1 year after its U.S. release, it had sold 4 million copies. And here we are.
Right about to go into 2015.
Almost 2 years into it, and they may be able to boast selling 6 million after that in 2 years. So 4 million in 1 year. If they're lucky, 6 million in the 2 years combined after that, which one could say 3 million each time. So 4 million, 3 million, maybe 3 million. But if they don't hit 3, then it goes to 3 million, to 2.5. I don't need to have a degree in analytics or a business degree to understand that selling less of something is bad.
I think it's...
So 4 million is good. 3 million the next year is bad. Less than 3 million is bad. It would trend downward to the point where one would have to wonder, are we selling a certain percentage less of Vitas every year? Yeah. Are Vitas just not breaking? Because a lot of the game industry, too, is people buying broken systems again.
Yeah.
Are they just too... Are they too good? Are they too expensive? Is it failing? As we close in the last minute of this, when do you wave the white flag and call the Vita a failure? What is the event? Because I'll tell you what mine is. Mine is at the end of this year if they don't reach 10 million. That, for me, is my white flag.
I think depending on when they release that that bundle. Because, I mean, it's almost a sure thing that they're going to at this point.
I'm taking a little bit of a spin on what Devin's saying. I would say it is a failure if... Where is the PlayStation 4 at now in sales?
PlayStation 4 is near 10 million. It's at the same total as the Vita.
I want to say if the PlayStation 4 hits 15 million consoles sold, and at least 10% of those PlayStation 4 owners do not own a Vita, it at that point is a failure, because all of what they're banking these sales on is Remote Play, PS Now. If they're not able to maximize that, then it's a failure, because those, that 10% will be the ones that show their friends, this is what this does. Look at, I'm at your house, you're playing, and I'm playing at my house. Right? Or I'm playing the console that's at my house.
Yeah.
All of that sort, that is what will deem it a failure or a success. Because this will be the first real push that they give the Vita since launch.
Yeah, they did this thing where they put this really good chip inside of the thing. And then they kind of cut off the chip to not cause the overheating so that the battery lasts longer. And I kind of feel like, you know, why put an engine inside of a car if you don't expect it to ever have to be utilized all the way? I think maybe they raised the cost on the Vita a little more than they needed to. Yeah, I think with adding the touch thing in the back and putting this huge processor inside of it, that they had to stop its full potential to stop it from overheating and negatively affecting the battery. That just seems like a lot of two different... I felt like they were kind of having a tug of war internally in Sony on what they really wanted the Vita to be. I think that is actually what's led to a lot of these problems. I don't think that they have a universal direction for the Vita at this point. I think if you took the people who run Sony and pulled them secretly and asked them what they thought the end game for the Vita was, I don't think you'd get the same answer twice.
Yeah.
So I think it's very hard to expect us to have that answer, right? But to when is it a failure? So, like I said, though, unless someone else has got something to say to close it out, it's a great conversation, guys. I think that I hope that the Vita survives. It deserves to survive. But if it doesn't, you know, that's just the way it goes. America, survival of the fittest, baby.
I'm just looking forward to Disgaea 5, or the what's not technically Disgaea 5.
But I think there's another Disgaea game that you have for the Vita before that one comes out.
Disgaea 4.
This guy or
that guy?
This guy or that guy.
So I definitely want to thank all those who are listening. I'd say, you know, we're going to be back full force. Probably around September. We'll probably take a brief hiatus for a couple weeks in September like we normally do late August. This is the final mini-sode. And I'd like to thank all the listeners. Go to adeptgamer.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow me at MarkViolence on Twitter. I would love for you to tell as many people as you can to check out the CGU Adept Gamer podcast. I want you guys to try your best to remember that we're not saying that something's a failure. We're trying to just explore the idea of when something becomes a failure based on previous numbers. I'm not a Sony hater or a Sony lover. I felt this was a good conversation to have, because I think at a certain point, expectations matter in gaming.
Mm-hmm.
So guys, I like to say that this is the CGU Adept Gamer podcast officially signing out.